Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. They say, I'll be TB Joshua picking. They say, I am not in the message. They say, I am Pentecostal denomination. Now they are saying, I am choosing. Just because they know that Pastor Lazarus Moka is my friend. That's why they are talking like that. We are very close friends. Very, very close friends. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I also had a brother that came from Zambia. He said the same thing. All over the country, followers of the ministry of William Branham, God in his own mercy decided to send confusion among them by what is happening in this ministry. They are still confused. One of these days, their head will become normal. And they will see me as their brother. Hallelujah. They have been preaching this message. This mental message came to Nigeria in the early 70s. And this message has been in this country. Almost every town in Nigeria, there are believers there. But all of them, little groups. If there are many, after 15 years, they will reach 20. Amen. And they expect that if I just started my own pastoral ministry in 1998, this ministry started in 1998, and I was never a minister in any church, and none of them ordained me. I made sure none of them ordained me. Amen. I'm unknown to them. When God wants to raise a man that you will use, he will make sure that the man does not belong to a system. Watch the Bible. Watch it. The ministry of William Branham, this entire message in Nigeria here, it prospers in Eastern Africa, the Congo, Kenya, even Angola, you know, all those East African countries, as Deeper Life and Redeem is popular here. That is how the entire message is popular over there. They are the largest churches in Eastern Africa, including Uganda. Sorry, Uganda, not Angola. Uganda, Congo, you know, and all those. They are just as you see Deeper Life and Redeem, they are, you know, household name in Nigeria here. That is how this entire message is there. There is the largest one there, I understand there are over 10,000 members in Congo. Praise the Lord. But when he came here, as our leaders are corrupt, political leadership corrupt, so also spiritual leadership corrupt. You can't prosper the way you handle the message here like that. So, when the Lord chose me the way he did to pastor this church, the first thing I did was I will declare my independence. We were four ministers. And when it was time for us to set the church in order, and I was selected to be the pastor, I knelt down and said, three of them will ordain me. They say, I say, no, three of them will ordain me. I knelt down, they ordain me, finish. I said, I saw three of you need to make an ordain now. Those who I was close to, who thought that I will not look up to them, I only started phoning them one by one. I say, I've been ordained as the pastor of a brother assembly now. I am now the pastor of the church. This is the name of our church, and I'm now the pastor. What of your ordination? I say, I have been ordained. Who ordained you? I say, other people now. They don't ordain me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I declare my independence from day one that I'm not under any man. How can you be under? Look, there is anybody that ordained you, you can never rise above him. 20 people in there. I went with my wife to one that was going up and down saying he's an apostle, setting churches in order. I traveled to his village in Kogi State with my wife. When we went there, there were 15 people in the church. When I came back, I told my pastor, I said, that man, when they go up and down, not be apostle. Where he lives, they don't know him. And he's going up and down, say, God send you to say. Say, we church in order. Where is the pattern you have put on ground that the rest will learn from? And because I said so, the man not like me again. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I refuse any of them to guide me. I have my Bible, and I have the messages that William Branham preached, and I have the Holy Ghost to lead me. Amen. Praise the Lord. And none of them, they are watching us on our broadcast, none of them is on air in this part of the world. None of them, we are here, all of them, now they are watching, none of them has been able to say Pastor Moses preaches anything wrong. None. The only thing is, why they are saying I am with TB Joshua is because of the power. And the reason is because I told them, those of them who left here and they are spreading other news, come in here, they want to stand in the pulpit and begin to speak against the anointing of TB Joshua. And I refuse. So you can't do that here. Praise the Lord. We know better. There is the anointing of the Holy Ghost. There is the gift of the Holy Ghost. And we know the mystery of that anointing. It is, he is one of the reapers. TB Joshua is a reaper. Oyakhilome is a reaper. Hallelujah. Moka is a reaper. Adeboye is a reaper. What's his name? Oyedepo is a reaper. Kumuyi is a reaper. Pope Francis is a reaper. Hallelujah. Every one of them has a purpose. It is God has anointed them to do what they are doing. But none of them has anything for the bride. None of them has anything that can make anybody go in the rapture. None of them, none of them. But the anointing on them is of God. Start speaking against that anointing. We know better. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And when God can find a man that he will use, a man that is selfless, a man that is not lazy, no enter message or does be chill every Friday. Now only us. They can't. Very lazy pastors. Very lazy. Secondly, very selfish pastors. They will not allow other ministries to spring up. Only one man in the church. They will not. Again, all of them, they believe that the tithe belongs to the pastor. All the tithe in the church, now only the pastor. Nobody even knows how much. Now only him and his wife, they get the key to tithe box. And I call them robbers. 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 Nothing in the Bible supports that. Nothing. Commercialization of the gospel using the entire message. Nothing like that. And how can God prosper that kind of thing? Amen. But in this church, we believe in the fivefold ministry. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All the ministers in the church, we are on allowance. All of us. Amen. All of us, the deacons take care of every one of us. We do it the way it should be done. William Branham was on allowance in his church. Every 2 years, they were changing his car for him. The followers of that same ministry now say the tithe belonged to only the pastor. So because the tithe belonged to only the pastor, they will not like another minister to come up. They stay there dead as they are. And they have refused the freedom of the Holy Ghost. I'm saying this because they are watching me now. Some of them. All those who are speaking against me, they go hide in their bedroom. They watch me when we are preaching. Praise the Lord. And they are surprised. Amen. That the gifts are flowing here. That the miracles are happening here. And they are wondering what is the secret. Because it cannot operate among them. Therefore, if it's operating anywhere else, it is not of God. It's a lie. They know that what is happening here is of God. But because they are afraid that they don't have what to answer to their members, when their members will be asking them, why is it happening in Bride Assembly and it's not happening? Is it not the same William Minister, William Braham? Because of no answer to give them, they therefore say, don't follow that way, no. They are of the devil, they are of the devil. Now lie, they know we are not of the devil. They know. And that is blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. It's a sin that will not be forgiven here nor hereafter. Because they know that what is happening here is genuine. Praise the Lord. There's nothing they have not spoken here to stop people from coming. Somebody told me that even in Ilori, that they said this chair that we put there, that is the occultic chair. Praise the Lord. But, amen. I want you to observe that when they speak against you, always remember the adage that says it is a tree that has fruit that is stoned. Eh? Any tree that doesn't have fruit, will anybody stone it? The evidence they are attacking us. And the more they attack us, the more we grow. The more we grow. Praise the Lord. They were attacking us when we are few. Before you know why we are on the net. Amen. They were inter-message churches. They were celebrating when they heard that many of them, that this church was demolished. Did we not tell you they are of the devil? Can you see now? The church, they not demolish. I don't know what they will be telling their members now that we are about to receive our certificate of occupancy. Praise God. While we were in that demolished estate, May last year, 1st May, 5 months after the demolition of this place, 1st of May, we had our television station 24 hours. Under tent, we were transmitting to the whole world. I don't know why they would do it. Praise the Lord. I want to answer them. That's why I'm talking like this. Amen. Praise the Lord. And despite all this, and those who are criticizing us the most, they are those who are making claims that they are chief apostle, lead apostle, and that they are the ones to be followed now. And that this, they are that. So they are afraid that I will come and make one claim and everybody will leave them and follow me. Nothing like that. I have no other claim than that I am a pastor of the fivefold order. Anything beyond that, now you sabi. Praise the Lord. Amen. And it is not you that should make a claim. Let God position us by himself. Praise the Lord. You don't know what God is using this ministry to do, to challenge them. So many of them are also waking up now. They are waking up. Members are sitting down there. No gift in the church. Witches are sitting down there holding the mini sermon books of William Braham. In the church, nothing to expose them. People are dying like a chicken, suffering from flu. People dying anyhow there. Nothing, and they want them. Don't go to the denomination. They're of the devil. Don't go to the... If you don't go there, what of the problem? Who will take away the problem? Praise God. God will help all of us. But I'm not bothered. You see, it's not today they started. So, we are used to it. I decided to ignore them. Amen. And that it's better I ignore them. I don't make these comments always. It's not good. If I make the comment, make them look important. Amen. I am facing and doing what God has called me to do. And you are my joy. Those of you watching us around the world, you are my joy. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord.